who shall condemn you? You know how some of us answer that? Anybody and everybody had a long list of folks who've taken their best shot at condemning me.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know how Paul answers it? Who shall condemn you? Jesus Christ, the righteous. And here's what the rest of the verse says. There is great joy in this verse. Notice what he says. Who shall condemn you? It is Jesus Christ, the righteous, who lived, who died, who's raised, and who now interceding for you. The only one person who can bring charge against you is doing what? He's praying for you.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Dear God, did you really mean do unto others as they do unto you? Because if you did, then I'm going to fix my brother, Darla.
Come on now.
Okay, on today's program, we're going to be exploring the secret to preventing some of those irritating behaviors that might occur in your house. We're going to learn how to stop the whining. Oh, stop the whining.
You got to be kidding.
Stop the arguing. I don't think. Oh, and even prevent some of the disobedience in our children. Now, those are some tall orders, Dave.
That's a big promises
that's big promises.
Great Commandment Radio today.
I hope we can pull through.
That's true.
Arguing, disobedient, disrespectful, whining, complaining. Do any of those symptoms describe the children in your household? Well, of course. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, even the little others in our lives, living out the greatest of all commandments. Your hosts are David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Our topic today is empowered parenting. And wouldn't you just love to make your kids stop all of the whining, complaining, arguing? Well, on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, we'll teach you the secret to preventing those behaviors and how you can become a more confident parent in the process. We'll teach you how to look beyond the deed to find your child's need. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
You know, Teresa, as you've shared one of those messages to God from children, I had the opportunity to look at one in that same internet download.
Really cute,
they really are cute. And one of them is this. You know, this one's from Anita. Listen to this one. Is it true that my father won't get into heaven if he uses his bowling words in the house? Now, parents, isn't that the real picture? You see, our behavior sometimes are just as inappropriate as our children. You see, our deeds, our acting out, just as irritating and sometimes wrong as our children's.
Okay, on this program, we have promised you parents some tall promises of how to help you with your child's behaviors. But we want to warn you, this means you're going to have to step up to the plate and look at your own.
These really are big promises we want to make on today's Great Commandment Radio program. In fact, they're great promises related to some important truth we'll explore after the break. During the teaching segment, in fact, our oldest daughter, Terry, is going to be sharing an important principle of how we not only have wrong behaviors at times, ours or our children, but underneath of those, it's important to explore what thoughts, what feelings, and what needs might be underneath those behaviors. In fact, Terry and I were co-presenters at a conference some time back on parenting, and she shared this particular testimony. I think you'll find it a blessing to you. In fact, it's related to the resource for the week entitled Parenting with Intimacy. If you'll visit greatcommandment.net or even call us at 800-881-8008, we'll tell you a little bit more about this Parenting with Intimacy resource that can be helpful to you. You know, but before we go to the break, I'd like for you to think about a time, maybe recently, when in some way you, as a parent, mom, dad, you've blown it. You know, some inappropriate response, maybe you've lost your temper, maybe you've broken a promise, something sinful, wrong, let's just say less than perfect. Then begin to ask yourself, what were you feeling at the time? In other words, I said some wrong words. Underneath those, what was I feeling? I broke a promise. Underneath those words of a broken promise, what was I feeling? Was I feeling insecure or afraid? What were you thinking? What might you have been needing? This principle on today's program is powerfully important for us as parents, for you as a parent, a mom, a dad, a single parent. The important principle of becoming an empowered parent is to learn to look for the needs beneath the deeds. You're seeing certain deeds in the lives of your children. Maybe we're slamming doors or we're not getting our homework
We've
done.
We've never done that at our
house. No, of course. But underneath those deeds, you're seeing some sibling rivalry. We're teasing one another. You're seeing the deeds, but what needs are underneath those behaviors? That principle, as our oldest daughter Terry will be sharing in the next segment, is critical to us becoming an adequate, competent parent. We're glad you've joined us for this week's programs on how you and I can share some of His love, great commandment love, with those nearest us, beginning with those the Bible calls children, gifts from the Lord. Thanks for joining us today.
David and Teresa Ferguson. All of this week on Great Commandment Radio, David and Teresa have been reading some messages to God from young children. And that's today's free download, available for you at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. There you can also order the Parenting with Intimacy workbook and book and video series, all at greatcommandment.net. Become the empowered parent God intended you to be, empowered with love and confidence. You'll learn how with Parenting with Intimacy, greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008. More of Parenting with Intimacy, Empowered Parenting, and David and Teresa Ferguson right after this. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
I want to encourage you that one of the signs of Christ being formed in the believer is that overwhelming sense of gratitude.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We want to listen beyond the whining. Whining of, well, why don't I get to do that? Why don't I get to participate in that? Why aren't I on that committee? Why don't I get on that office? You won't see any whining in Christ in this book. You're going to see what He calls for the joy set before Him. See, you have been made a partaker of inexpressible joy that is not of this world.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with Teresa and David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Now that we're back, and before we begin a recorded segment that we want to share with you, I want you to get this picture in your mind, parents. I want to give you this diagram. This might help you visualize what we're talking about. There are going to be four symbols stacked on top of one another, and on the first part of the stack, on the top part of the stack, is the symbol of a hand, and it's going to represent your behavior. Okay, got it? There's your hand, and it represents your behavior. Put your hand up there. The next symbol underneath your hand is going to be a heart. And what does your heart always represent, David?
Now, Teresa, this is radio. This is hard to get. This is not TV.
That's why I'm trying to get them to think about it.
All right, we've got a hand and then a heart.
We're going to have a stack of stuff.
Okay, a hand.
There's a hand.
That's the behavior.
Underneath the hand is a heart.
The heart's the emotions, the feelings.
The feelings. That's right.
Yes, go Dave.
So we're giving you a cheat sheet, parent. That's what we're trying to do. You have a hand, and underneath the hand is a heart, and it represents your feelings. Now, the third symbol underneath the heart, parents, think about it like this. If you're reading Garfield or something like that in the cartoon section, and Garfield is having this thought and this little bubble comes up, well, that's what we want you to think about, this little cloud or this little bubble underneath the heart, and that always represents his thoughts. So we have a hand. Underneath the hand is a heart. And underneath the heart is a little bubble representing the thoughts. Well, the last symbol, the fourth symbol underneath the bubble, is a box. And that contains the word need. So we have four symbols. And these are going to be symbols representing the behavior, the hand, the feeling, the heart, the thinking, the bubble, the need, the box. Now, parents, after all that, you got that in your head?
Got it. Even I've got it, I think.
Now let's listen to this recorded segment that we want to share.
While back, I was going to the grocery store and we had some company coming over for dinner, and I really want to make a good impression. And so I was fixing one of my meals I like to fix, and I stopped by the grocery store to get a few spices. Just needed to run in real quick and run right back out because they were coming at 7. And I get my spices and I hurry over to the express checkout lane. Let me say that again. Express checkout lane. And I've got my two items and I'm ready to go in the express checkout lane. And I look in front of me there, and there's the checker, and there's a lady, and she's got her basket. And I peek into the basket, and do you know how many items she has in her basket? She has 17 items in her basket. Now, how many items are you supposed to have in the express checkout lane? You know, most places it's what? 15 tops. 10, sometimes even 6, but there's no 17 up on those little monitors, but she has 17. And so I'm looking at the 17 items, and I'm watching the checker interaction with this lady, and apparently they have kids that go to school together, because they're just chatting. They're chatting about my daughter and homecoming and my son and prom, and they're having a grand old time, and I'm waiting to get to my dinner to my company in the express checkout lane. All right, now, something is going on, and you would see certain things about my behavior. Now, picture in your mind what your behavior might look like. Here's what mine was looking like. I'm tapping my foot. I'm looking at my watch. You know, I was sighing heavily. You know, because the lady is taking a lot of time. Well, you know, you might, my behavior might have looked like I might have switched to another aisle. I might have even said something to the checker about, you know, could you hurry this along, please? I really got to go. I might have kind of mumbled to myself, well, I'm just going to hurry up, you know, and kind of loud enough just so maybe she'd overhear. Now, that hand symbol right there represents my behavior, what you would see when you looked at the situation. Now, in the midst of my behavior, I was feeling something at that moment. What do you think I might have been feeling? What would you be feeling if you had been in that same situation? Give me some feeling words, somebody.
Irritation.
Frustrated.
Stressed.
Anxious. Okay, come on, be honest. Irritated, right? Angry, put out, worried that I'm not going to get my job done, right? That's what the heart symbol represents. I've got some feelings in that situation. I've also got some thoughts. That next symbol there is a thinking bubble. Now, y'all are laughing because you know what I know. I'm sitting there thinking things like, man, I wish this lady would hurry up. But she's, you know, she's got more items than she's supposed to, and she's taking more time. Look, she's just chatting. I've got to get my dinner on the table. You know, and to be quite honest, I was thinking something like, look, lady, if you can't read, you shouldn't shop. That's just it. Does it say 17? No, it says 15. Right? So I would have some thoughts going on in my head at the same time. Now, that bottom symbol there represents when my need is not met. That there's actually a need going unmet for me in that situation that produces certain thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. That need is connected to all of those. What need do you think might have gone unmet for me in that situation? Can you imagine maybe respect? You know? Respect. My need gone unmet produced certain thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Think about one of your behaviors. Do you sometimes find yourself avoiding people or losing your temper, or as Teresa said, kind of getting anxious or insecure? Do we sometimes come up with these kind of impatient, curt, you know, quick responses that seem to have this kind of irritated edge on them?
I call it snitty.
Snitty. That's a good word for them. Analyze your own behaviors. Then begin to look underneath them. What's the emotions you're feeling, the thoughts you're having, and most importantly, what are the needs? Needs possibly going unmet. Are you needing more security? It's going unmet. Are you needing that sense of affirmation and approval, but you're getting criticism instead? Understanding that will help you understand your children. You see, because moms, dads, you might be seeing slamming doors. You might be seeing some sibling rivalry. Maybe you're seeing some kind of real quietness and withdrawal in one of your children. Maybe you're seeing some of those anxious, insecure, acting out behaviors. Importantly, competent, adequate, empowered parents learn to look underneath those needs and meet those needs.
Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, how to show your child appreciation.
Telling that child, sharing with them words whenever they've done something right, when they've shared their cookie or their toy, or they've taken turns that You affirm them, that you tell them that's a good job. Whenever you give them that sticker, you know, and you are that star, whatever it is, that's showing them appreciation. Whenever your child does obey the rules, uses the potty, throws the trash away, whatever is appropriate, that you praise and thank that child verbally, that you express appreciation to them for doing those things.
Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. How to Become an Empowered Parent. We continue our series on Great Commandment Radio. Back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to be talking about, again, this principle called looking for the need beneath the deed. What can we do? How can we find that true need of the moment? You know, too often we're going to respond with just correction instead of really looking at the need of the moment. Let me give you an example. What do we mean, the need of the moment? Let me give you the example of Zachary. When we talked about Zachary and his need of having toys around him and wanting to take toys with him. Now, as a parent, that can get really frustrating. The behavior looks like just stringing toys out. But then looking at underneath that need, at why does he need to take toys? Now, this is the point that we need to look at. In our frustration of him dragging toys around, sometimes we forget that need, and we only look at what our frustration is. Here we go, having to keep up with these toys again. Why can't he leave that stuff at home? And we might say, Zachary, that's silly. You don't need to be taking these toys. And Zachary will fall apart on us, lay down on the floor, kick and scream. Well, obviously, that's inappropriate behavior. But have we looked at the need? Why does Zachary need to take those toys? And to understand that that's one of Zachary's security needs. Maybe we can talk to Zachary about, let's don't take all the toys, but maybe we could pick out one or two toys. Again, meeting that need of allowing Zachary to have that security need. So parents, we want to look for the need beneath the deed.
Yeah. And Teresa, as we do that, what we'll find is an interesting principle kind of kicks in. The more we're able to really focus on those needs, we actually find that their behavior improves. And yet, too oftentimes, as you just mentioned, we kind of start reacting to their misbehaviors. I know, in fact, talking about our grandchildren just a couple of weeks ago on the playground, little Zachary was playing with Madison. And accidentally, in Zachary's climbing up the playscape, he actually kicked Madison. Very accidentally, she's crying. And I was sitting there, and she's crying, and you could just tell she's thinking through, am I going to hit the boy back? You know? And as I kind of yelled across the playground at her, I gave her the wrong thing. I said to her, Madison, he didn't mean to.
Yeah.
That's not what she needed.
No.
I was kind of saying, now, Madison, you're about to hit back, and I'm going to try to correct your behavior. And then just after I said that, something inside says, well, why don't you get up from where you're sitting, go around there, and kind of hug her.
You don't
her.
Just yell across the room, huh?
That's right. What she needed was comfort. In other words, underneath this misbehavior that was about to jump out and attack Zachary.
Escalate.
That's right. What she really needed was comfort. And so rather than yell across the room, you know, it was an accident, Madison. What she needed was comfort. And so I got up and went over and just hugged on her and comforted her and said, I'm really sorry that happened. And as I held her and she let me hug her, she was better. What you'll find, the more proactive you are to enter into the lives of your children and to meet their needs, something miraculous may happen. Their behaviors might actually improve.
Now, this is part of our homework. Now, audience, I know this is going to be hard. Take some little event and test this theory, okay? This is your homework. Think about one of your children at a time they really did misbehave, a time when their deeds were inappropriate or they were just outright disobedient. Can you think about what that child might have been feeling that day before they misbehaved? What might have they been thinking? And then, what would they have needed?
So we've got a sentence that you might begin to kind of play out in your mind. How about this, parents? I remember a time when Jason or Jane or Jeremy was doing what? What were they doing? In other words, they were slamming doors. They were marking on the wall. They were hitting little brother or sister, pulling the cat's tail. What behavior was? I remember a time when Jason, Jeremy, Jane was what?
Those are good words.
There you go. I think they may have been needing what? After you've thought about that, can I encourage you that God would want to empower your parenting to kind of move across a room, as I just talked about with little granddaughter Madison, and meet them at their point of need? I remember when, which of my children, just allow God to help you think through these gifts from the Lord. I remember recently when one of them was acting out in some way. What was the behavior? And then what were they needing? Were they needing some additional support, some comfort, maybe some attention, some acceptance? And now, allow the God who is love to empower you to enter into their life, to love them as you have been loved. That's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. Visit us, if you will, at greatcommandment.net. We'd love to help you in your parenting journey, actually helping getting maybe parenting ministry going in your local church all across the country. We have churches involved in courses to involve parents in becoming more empowered to pass along His life and love to their children, their gifts from the Lord. Visit us there, and we'd love to help you. Love to provide to you this Parenting with Intimacy book, free downloads. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll look forward to time with you tomorrow as we explore additional insights into empowered parenting.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, you've got your homework, and for extra credit that you will love to read, our download at greatcommandment.net on children's messages to God. You've been hearing a few of them with David and Teresa this week. Get the entire list at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. And if we have whetted your appetite to become an empowered parent, you can do the entire study course, Parenting with Intimacy, in your own home. Better yet, in your church as a group. Find out more, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, or call our toll-free number, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. On the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio, we'll discover we all have something in common with a character named Zacchaeus.
I just don't know anybody down the street named Zacchaeus. You know what I mean? I mean, you read about these Bible characters and you're thinking, okay, the guy's name is Zacchaeus. And so today, how about this? I guess God wouldn't mind. Let's call him old Zach.
That's next time on Great Commandment Radio.